B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A social media challenge may have inspired a 12-year-old boy to take a 7-year-old cousin on a 100-mile joyride on Monday.
100 miles.
For more than 5 hours, the kids were able to elude police and make it all the way from New York to the New Jersey-Delaware border.
Oh, my God.
Police. Jesus. Where did they go? Did they make it down to Cape May and almost get on the, it says New Jersey-Delaware border?
Yeah, that's the Delaware Memorial Bridge, yeah. So now it's a little bit more west than that.
That's the best bridge for a 7-year-old.
So the way this worked was police had to eventually give up chasing the Range Rover when they realized that it might...
They didn't take the nice car.
Yeah.
So when they realized that it might cause an accident, they had to actually stop the pursuit on these kids. A multi-state search for 2 children had ended safely. They were first reported missing at 9 a.m. on Monday morning from their home on 115th Street in South Ozone Park. Investigators say surveillance showed a 12-year-old boy taking the keys for a white Range Rover, and then he and his 7-year-old cousin drove off. Police used Easy Pass and license plate readers to track the vehicle on the Verrazano Bridge around 11 a.m. Monday morning.
Jeez.
New Jersey state troopers later spotted the SUV flashing sirens to get it stopped. It said the boy sped off. Police eased off the pursuit for the safety of the children. At 2:15 in the afternoon, the 12-year-old used his dad's credit card to buy cookies at a rest stop.
Oh, they were hungry.
The credit card was flagged and the kids were apprehended. They were taken into custody. God. They're okay.
Now, my little felon.
Turns out the whole incident may have been part of a social media challenge to take a car and drive it until it runs out of gas. Neighbors say they had always thought that they were good kids. The children's names are being withheld because they are minors, and the 2 cousins were taken to an area hospital and then to the local police precinct for questioning before being reunited with their family. Imagine they had to stop pursuit of a 12-year-old kid because it might get dangerous.
Well, there's no way that was the first time behind the wheel. You don't drive that distance.
You don't make it across the Verrazano
Bridge. Yeah, yeah, exactly, unless you've driven before.
Just getting out of New York City.
But maybe they have one of those consoles at home, like the drivers,
sure.
You know, the
Fisher Price?
The NASCAR drivers have been using for video games. It's just like being in a real car, so I don't know. Okay, here's a follow-up story to something I saw on social media last week. Casey, I showed it to you.
Yes.
And I said this guy needed to be arrested, a Georgia youth football coach. Will be charged with child abuse for hitting one of his players in the head twice Monday, knocking him to the ground the second time. I thought maybe it was his own kid.
Yeah.
It was not.
Wow.
Which would have been horrible even if it was his own kid. Jarrell Williams is identified as the coach in a video that has been viewed more than 4 million times on Twitter and caught the attention of LeBron James and Shannon Sharp, among many others. In the video, Williams can be seen striking the child in the head as he comes off the field. After milling around for a few seconds, Williams walks back over to the child and hits him again, this time hard enough to knock him on the ground. Oh. Williams' team from Savannah, Georgia, was in the South Orlando suburb of Kissimmee, Florida, for the American Youth Football National Championships. Williams was coaching a team of kids aged 7 and under. Mm. This is a little kid. We're talking like a first grader, okay? As the video spread, Williams was expelled from the league and prohibited from attending future games. He also lost his job in Savannah. He responded to the outrage in a Facebook video, which has since been deleted. He had said, "I was wrong. There's no excuse for my actions. He forgives me, and his parents have forgiven me, so nobody else should be bashing me."
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, plenty of our horrified viewers continued to bash Williams, including Pro Football Hall of Famer Sharp, who went to college at Savannah State, and he had some pretty harsh things to say about it. The child's mother did not wish to press charges against Williams, but cops are charging Williams with child abuse anyway. They call Williams' actions despicable and brought the case despite the parents' decision. So... Mm. This is just unbelievable. So this guy's going to face the music on this, which is a good thing. 2 undercover police officers dressed as Santa Claus and his elf stopped 2 suspected car thieves and the suspected shoplifters outside of Riverside, California. They had
freeze.
They conducted a holiday enforcement program, which they're calling Santa's Intervention, targeting retail theft during the holidays.
On the ground, scumbag!
So, on Thursday, detectives and loss prevention specialists conducted video surveillance inside the Target store as other detectives and officers remained outside to help detain any suspected thieves. Of those waiting outside were a detective and officer dressed as Santa Claus and his elf. And at one point, they received information about three suspicious men attempting to steal vehicles in a parking lot. One of the undercover detectives saw the suspects trying to steal an older white Honda CR-V. Two of the men tried to flee the scene after spotting the officers, but were quickly apprehended.
This is why when I was a kid, Preston, I'd sit on Preston's lap. The first thing I would say is, are you a cop? Because you can't, you know, you might say something.
That's entrapment if they don't reveal it. Yes. One suspect resisted arrest but was taken into custody with the help of our undercover Santa, they wrote on Facebook, and the second was detained by the undercover elf. So they stopped them. All right, and then one last story. Let's end with this one. This is a I'm going to go with this one. There's two stories here I could end with. I'm going to go with this one. The mystery of what was shaking homes in Mullica Township has apparently been solved. A resident and vineyard owner from nearby Hamston, New Jersey, Rob Butkowski, told the New York Post that the booms were coming from his homemade hail cannon.
Okay. Did you see the thing?
Which he has used to break up cloud formations and scare away birds that eat his grapes. Yes. So Butkowski said it sounds like a jet going by. He said it's the loudest thing you've ever heard. Just blew through your chest. It's amazing, he says. Butkowski told the outlet that the shockwaves created by his contraption, which he cobbled together using scrap metal from street signs and other objects and a mixture of acetylene and oxygen in a propane tank, traveled 30,000 feet in a 1.5-mile radius above his property. Now, the chief of police, Kevin Friel, confirmed that the post that Butkowski was the culprit of the booming sounds and that the device is legal and there are no plans to stop him from using it.
I mean, it's amazing. It looks like a futuristic weapon.
He said it doesn't fire projectiles and it's not a firearm or an explosive. It uses gas and that is it.
Do you remember those guns they used to sell when you were a kid that would shoot like a puff of air, like a pfft?
We used to use them around the office.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you can knock stuff over. Yeah,
right, yeah.
It looks a little bit like that, only on a gigantic scale. However, Mullica Township Police Chief Brian Zeck said in the report that the boom may be coming from multiple sources and that police were looking into all other possibilities. Couldn't there be like a noise ordinance or something like that?
It depends on when you do it, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A Phoenix, Arizona man is sharing his story of survival after police said his roommate tried to sneak up behind him and strangle him with a bike lock.
What the f***?
Anthony Jones said, I saw a glimpse out of my eye and he wrapped a bike cord cable around my neck.
What the hell prompted this?
At first, Jones thought it was a joke until he heard his words. He said, the reason I'm going to kill you is because you murdered my entire family. And I said, no, your entire family is alive.
Oh.
So Jones's husband, Patrick, had left the house and in the front yard was Christopher Haniger. Now, Haniger had been living with the couple for just 8 days after being released from prison. Jones said that Haniger used to work for him, and now he wanted to extend a helping hand. So that's why he was having him come and live with him. He was doing a really nice thing.
Yeah.
Looking back, Patrick said he noticed something off about Haniger that afternoon. He said he was dressed in prison clothes.
Uh-oh.
And with a bike lock cord around his neck, Jones was able to grab a metal vase and strike Haniger. He said, but it didn't stop him. And then he said, and of course he said to him at that point, now you're going to die. Anthony said right when he went back to swing a bottle, he kicked him in the groin and then escaped to the next-door neighbor's home. They called 911 and police arrested Haniger. Patrick later found a message written on their outside chalkboard. He said it was eerie. The chalkboard read, "I'm sorry I had to."
Ooh.
So I don't know any more details about this story other than that. Right,
that's
now
why I don't have an outside chalkboard.
But, man, that is that's pretty terrifying right there.
It's insane.
Yeah. Police in South Jersey charged an Amazon driver after they spotted him allegedly tossing packages from a delivery truck into a wooded area.
So, well, animals need to order stuff, too.
A police officer was on patrol when he saw an Amazon van parked on the shoulder, so he spotted the driver, later identified as Desmond Gould, throwing a large box from the van into the woods off the roadway. Gould first told the officer that he was, quote, throwing his feces into the woods.
All right.
That comes from Amazon?
After having Gould retrieve the tossed box.
My salmon is here.
The officer found that he was dumping undelivered packages. God. 11 packages with a total value of almost $300 were found. Wow. Police allege he was hiding them and then he planned to come by later and take them.
You know what? If you've ever ordered something and it doesn't come and you're waiting on it, especially if you've ordered something for a Christmas gift. I mean, all right, I'll say it. This guy deserves the death penalty.
Oh, wow.
All right, maybe that's a little austere.
All right, he was charged with theft and illegal dumping and released pending a future court date.
I was waiting for a package that said it was going to arrive. I finally tracked it. They had a picture of it on my doorstep, but it wasn't my doorstep. It was my neighbor's doorstep, and I knew that it was my neighbor's doorstep, so I waited for the sun to go down, and I went across the lawn, and I went on, and I grabbed it myself.
Hey, you!
Yeah, you could have been mistaken as a porch pirate.
What the happened out there?
I had my name on the package. That was okay.
You didn't want to contact your neighbors? Or
I don't talk to my neighbors.
Okay.
Why did you wait until it was dark?
So I could sneak up. Listen, Kathy, I put
he my... had a ghillie suit
I
on.
Put my ghillie suit on.
It was a covert operation.
That, yes. I made sure.
I think that's more suspicious. You're going at night to take a package from someone's front
door.
Did
you not hear I had my ghillie suit on?
You don't talk to your neighbors?
No. Yeah. There's a language barrier. My neighbor, she had driven off of the road last year, and I had given her a ride home, and we said, like, no words to each other the entire ride home.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, so she had driven off the road in the snow.
She doesn't speak Delco?
She doesn't speak English.
Oh.
And so I tried to help her get out, but her steering column was broken.
Right, okay.
So I'm like, you got to get in my car.
A little bit of help.
Put a bag over her head.
Yeah.
Put her in my car.
Get my car. Put her in the trunk.
Yes.
If someone speaks a foreign language and they do not understand, speak English but louder.
Louder.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am going to drive you home.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now get in the trunk.
All right, I have another story. A high-speed pursuit by law enforcement ended rather painfully for some involved when a swarm of bees was stirred up and started stinging officers and suspects alike.
They got sting crazy.
It started Wednesday when an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper tried to pull over a speeding vehicle. The driver of the vehicle, which had three passengers, failed to stop, reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. And the driver exited the highway and later collided with a vehicle. The chase ended when the suspects had fled the car into a nearby field, and their action stirred up a swarm of bees, which started stinging both officers
they're ripping my flesh off
and suspects and
roll around. Jamie, roll around on the ground.
One of the officers assisting in the chase was stung four times and was rescued by another officer who drove up in his patrol car and allowed the stung officer to jump in the vehicle. So he was like, get in.
Yeah.
You know, two of the suspects may have been stung. U.S. Customs and Border Protection took custody of the other suspects. Now, I actually have another story that ties into that. Yeah, listen to this, man. A drone has been converted into a flying flamethrower in central China.
I like this.
In a campaign to eradicate more than 100 wasp nests. Blue Sky Rescue, a volunteer group that conducts search and rescue and other emergency work, have teamed up with villagers in Zhong County. They raised $12,200 to buy a drone and equipped it with a gasoline tank and an arm-length nozzle. Videos released by Blue Sky show a recent mission by the six-armed drone. It hovers above a hive as large as a suitcase before swooping down, and then the drone operator flips the ignition switch. The drone spits a burst of fire out onto the hive and burns it right out of the tree. The burning ashes of the wasp nest gradually peeled off and fell, and the surrounding residents applauded and praised the rescue team. Blue Sky said that it has destroyed 11 hives so far, and there are more than 100 to go with the flying flamethrower drone.
In 50 years, when they look back as to what started the fall of humanity, it'll be this story.
Flamethrowing drone. Wow. All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you, as you can imagine.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.